láti polongo ìdìbò wọn.
When the politicians were trying to campaign,
ìkan sọ wípé,
one of them said,
àwọn fẹ́ kí gbogbo èèyàn kẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
They want everyone to learn.
Ìyẹn ni pé ẹ̀kọ́ fún gbogbo ènìyàn.
That is free education for all.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìkan jáde ó ní,
but one came
out. Àwọn fẹ́ ẹ̀kọ́ tó yẹ kóró.
That one said they want sound education.
Mo wá rántí pé wọ́n fi ra wọn ṣe ẹ̀ lórí mo máwòrán ní ọjọ́ náà lọ́jọ́ kan.
The man of God could remember the two of them had to make jest of themselves one day.
Torí nígbà yẹn wọ́n máa ń fi àyè fún àwọn olóṣèlú kan kí wọ́n kojú ara wọn.
Because then there will be an avenue for the politicians to come together.
Àwọn oníròyìn náà ló máa moderate.
The journalists or the broadcasters are the ones to moderate.
Bóyá máa rántí ẹ̀yìn tẹ bá rántí ìgbà náà.
Maybe you can remember for those of you that probably know that time.
Wọ́n ní ó dá òun sọ nípa ẹ̀kọ́ tó yẹ kóró.
He was talking about quality education.
Wọ́n ní kó define quality education.
And he was asked to define quality education.
Kì í ṣe báwọn náà mọ̀ pé ẹ̀kọ́ tó yẹ kóró wà.
It's not that they did not know there is something called quality education.
Ìkan tó kàn ṣẹlẹ̀ ni pé wọ́n fẹ́ ridicule ni.
It's just that they wanted to ridicule him.
Torí pé wọ́n fẹ́ sọ wípé kò fẹ́ kí àwọn èèyàn kẹ́kọ̀ọ́.
Because
ló fi ní ẹ̀kọ́ tó yẹ kóró.
That probably what he was targeting was he didn't want people to be educated.
Ẹ̀kọ́ tó múnádóko.
That talking about no sound education, not just ordinary education.
Ẹjẹ́ ká gbé tàwọn olóṣèlú lẹ̀.
Let's put the case of the politicians aside.
Àwọn ènìyàn kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ lónìí.
People learn today.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ tó yẹ kóró.
But they do not learn quality education.
Ohun tó sì fà jù.
And the main problem.
Nǹkan kan ló fà jù.
Is just a problem is the main issue.
Ntó fà jù.
The main issue.
Ó ní tinú wọn.
Is that which is inside of them.
Púpọ̀ ní ka Bíbélì.
Many read the scripture.
Láti fi ìdí tí ń bẹ lọ́kàn rẹ̀ múlẹ̀.
To establish what they have in their minds.
Àwọn tó ń ka Bíbélì láti rí ọkàn Olúwa.
Those that read the scripture to get the mind of the Lord.
Tí wọ́n rí Bíbélì bí àmọ̀nà fún àwọn.
That they see the scripture as a compass for them.
Tí wọ́n rí Bíbélì bí èyí tí ń fi inú Ọlọ́run hàn fún wọn.
They see the scripture as the one even revealing the mind of God to them.
Wọ́n kì í ka Bíbélì pẹ̀lú tí wọ́n ti ní lọ́kàn tẹ́lẹ̀.
With the mentality of what they have had in mind before.
Ṣé ẹni tí mò ń sọ yé wa?
Do you understand?
Ṣé ẹ mọ bẹ́yàn ṣe ń ka Bíbélì láti fìdí tó ní lọ́kàn múlẹ̀?
You know how to read the scripture to just establish what one has in mind?
Ṣé ó yé wa?
Do you understand that?
Ẹ mọ̀ wulẹ̀ dá mi lọ.
You don't need to answer me.
Bí o ti ẹyẹ máa wulẹ̀ sọ.
Even if you don't understand, I will explain that.
Ṣé rí ìwọ náà lè kíyèsí bó o ṣe ń ka Bíbélì o.
You can also take cognizance of how reading the scripture.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n fún ilé àpẹẹrẹ kan.
The man of God wants to give an instance.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká bẹ̀rẹ̀ lórí ọ̀rọ̀ ìdílé.
So let's start from the issue of Christian home.
Ṣé Bíbélì sọ bí o ṣe yẹ kí ọkọ àti ìyàwó ṣe síra wọn?
That the scripture tell us how the husband and wife should behave.
Ṣé Bíbélì sọ bẹ́ẹ̀?
Does the scripture tell us?
Ṣé àṣà wa sọ bí ọkọ àti ìyàwó ṣe lè ṣe síra wọn?
Does our culture also tell us how the husband and wife are supposed to relate?
Ṣé àṣà wa sọ bẹ́ẹ̀ àbí ò sọ bẹ́ẹ̀?
Does our culture even tell us that?
Èwo ló fẹ́ràn jù láti tẹ́tí sí?
Which one does this person love to listen to most or more?
Èyí tá a fẹ́ràn jù láti tẹ́tí sí ni tí àṣà wa wí àti bí àṣẹ ń rí tí ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
Our culture says or how we see the contemporary issues.
So bí a bá sọ pé kí a ya,
If it's been said that the wife should be submissive to their husband, that is what the scripture has said. And that's not said it should, she should submit to her husband because of what the husband has done, but because of what? Because of the Lord. Because of the Lord.
Now, to oba fi ara re si abe Oluwa.
If you have put yourself under the lordship of the Lord,
so pe oko ti o fera mi ni ki n teri ba fun.
You not say, do I need to submit to the husband that doesn't love me? You don't ask to submit to him because he loves you.
Subha, kini ani ko teri ba fun fun?
But why are you asked to submit unto him?
Just in teri ba fun Christi.
As the church submit unto Christ.
Bo wa se fe niyan.
That is how the Lord wants it.
So
if he doesn't love me, I will not submit to him.
So
he's tit for tat. I won't submit unto him. What does the scripture say the husband should do to the wife? He should love her as he loves himself. Even as Christ loves the church. The scripture does not say because she is submissive that that is why he has to love her.
Now
say the wife that is not submissive, do I need to love her? It's all about give and take. How can someone do things that are so annoying like that and you ask me to love? You don't check what the scripture has said.
It's
true the scripture has said that.
Shubwa.
But what has really happened there? You don't know that? What happened is, what he has in his mind, that is what the lens he uses to read the scripture.
He's
not using the eyes of God and the mind of God to learn the scripture. You children, you are to submit unto your parents.
Because
that's the first law, even with promise. But we don't take cognizance of that. All other principles for the family are the way
they
are in them. Don't we allow our experiences to turn all this away? Even the church principles. When we talk about the principles of church management, what we have known about church, what we know about the church is that the church is submissive to Christ and Jesus owns the church.
The
true different schemes we have tried to put the church, even as if we hold the church, apart from the fact that we have seen what the scripture says. How does the scripture, it will talk about our relationship with those we have contracted job to and even we when we work with others? Do all these have meanings or make sense to us? Do they really make sense or have any impact in our lives? Even ask how we're supposed to spend our money. Even as the Lord charges us to spend our money for people, for things of God, for all other things. Do these have impact or effect in our lives?
You see,
the man of God is afraid of something. And what the scripture has said, that at times will come that people will ever be learning, that they shall not be able to get to the knowledge of the truth. They will even oppose the truth. Have you heard what is said? That is how they want to do their own. This is how we're going to do ours. The Lord will help us. The Lord will give us grace to learn wholesome words and to also work there. Let's congratulate ourselves that the Lord has brought us.
That's
and we are hearing. Lord, will make us doers of the word. The Lord will help us to submit that which we have in our heart. That we accept what the Lord has for us. Because if we do not submit that which we have in our mind, we cannot accept what the Lord has for us. If there is water in a particular cup, maybe you realize the water is bad. You cannot pour in another water except you pour the one there away. If we don't take away that which we are holding, then the awesome word cannot have space in our lives. We shall go back to do those things we have been doing before. My prayer is the Lord will help us to do this as the Lord has said. We shall make progress from where we stopped even last month. It's been put up for us even the other time. Please, let's put it up again. We talked about the armor of prayer. That was what we discussed last month. Whatever will be the armor of prayer, what if it is the armor of prayer that will be able to withstand in the evil days, that the evil day would not even get rid of us? The man of God said it when we started. What we call the evil day
is not
the day that is the worst, as it were. Even a day of joy can be an evil day. Do we understand? It was a birthday celebration that King had one day. That was the day he got the worst of experience of his life.
In fact, Bible is
the scripture said he would have killed John before, but he was afraid. He was afraid of the people, because the people acknowledge even him as the prophet of God. But truth, John had said hard words into his life before. The wife of your brother you took to yourself, that is sin. That is adultery. That is talking about his siblings.
No, they
had the same blood running in their veins. And he took his wife unto himself. That was why he put John in the prison. And he was celebrating the birthday.
ori re wu inu edun ah ah ta lo ma ma se job ti inu e o ni dun se ojo re ni fun abojo ibi eh ojo re ni sugbon o yi si bi eke hallelujah o ba ni ah omo to biri to jojo yi kini n ba fun o ora so fun mi o ti ye mi si ninu ipade yi inu edun de bi pe titi de daji jobe o fe fun sugbon ko so si leti wi pe o le je nkan buruku ni o bere lowo sheri lati odun pupo seyin ni Olorun ti ko mi pe sababe se ajoyo kankan.
Whenever there is a celebration, it should not be a day of evil for him. Because even in mess, there can be sadness.
Sherry never look back lower.
And that brought evil unto him. She requested for the head of John. You know why he couldn't escape that evil day? You know why? You know why he couldn't escape that evil day? Because he considered himself. He felt somehow that as a king that I've said, you just
made
whatever you want to have for my kingdom, I will give you. The man of God was in a seminar 1 year and he asked people, if you were to be that king and that request was made, what will you do? Some people told the man of God they would do what the king did. Some said they would not do it.
Those who told the man of God they would
do the same thing. One should not go against the scripture because the scripture said he that swears to his hurt and does not change.
Oh, yeah, could go ahead.
That he should go ahead to do it. Some said, but what that person requested for was more than his capacity. That he would have said,
Young lady,
request for another thing. That was beyond my capacity. I didn't want to see the prophet of God. That was why I put him in prison. What would you have done if you were to be in his shoes? You cannot say what you're going to do. Likewise,
it's you.
No shame. I don't want to be ridiculed. I don't want people to make jest of me. I don't want people to say, yeah, say something I cannot fulfill. I will have to swallow that. Is the head of John you want? It doesn't fly. It doesn't work. If he said that day, what will you do today? Will you praise him or you going to rebuke him? What? I will praise him. The man God said he will praise him. He will praise him.
Sherry,
the fact that you don't want to be put to shame. Makes one to put to shame even in the presence of God. Our request, our desire to be well accepted to people, makes us not to be well accepted even to God. We have to take cognizance of that. When we learn about the evil day,
it's
because of Christ. Do not miscalculate it. Do not miscalculate it.
Our practical examples.
When we also go into practical examples,
that way.
We will see that Oleje Iyikeyi.
Oleje Ojo Ayo.
It can be a day of joy. A day of evil can be a day of joy. A day of evil can be a day of pride.
Ojo Ibi man wa nipasẹ igbadun.
A day of joy, evil can come even through pleasure. The man of God and his wife were discussing something this morning. Many of us Christians don't know we are in the evil days. Evil of pleasure. Evil of what?
Has
the evil of pleasure not caged us? Has that not really put handcuffs in our hands? What do we love most now?
Pleasure.
Pleasure.
You want comfort.
Afeitura.
You want ease.
Afeiroro.
You want everything to be as comfortable and pleasurable as.
Cool.
We run away from sacrifice. We run away from
suffering.
We forget Christian virtues.
Pleasure. Is a great evil. And we don't even know it's an evil. We don't know it is an evil. And we are so spoiled to the extent that if anyone tells you are going to starve because of Christ, you nearly stone the person. Is that not so? Someone comes up to the podium.
Say
that the suffering you're claiming you are having in Nigeria, you have to move on with that. But I'm going to help you. I'm with you, please. Don't worry. Are you going to accept what the person has said? We say he's one of those bad prophets.
With
so much like pleasure, it has even destroyed everything about us. All kinds of prayer we pray today.
Selfish prayer points.
I want adura imatare nini. Lord, take me from this suffering. Which suffering? Which suffering are you really experiencing? You know the essence of you evil being that suffering? And that has made many of us to cut corners. We become spoiled people, we become people that are corrupt. And when we come to the podium,
yes. Our God is God of blessing.
Olorun wa Olorun ibukuni.
He's going to bless you this night.
Yo bukuni ni asale yi.
He's going to increase you today.
Yo so yi di pupo.
He's going to lift you up.
Yo gbe yin lori soke.
This is the day of your appointment.
Oni ni ojo ti igbe soke re.
And you will never come down.
Oh, sini jawale lai lai.
I want to say amen.
You all shout amen.
Is that Christianity?
Is that Christianity?
That's not Christianity.
Iye ki ise Christianity.
That is seeking self will, seeking self pleasure.
Iye je mi ma wa ife tare ni mi ma wa ohun to dun mo yan lara.
So the
armor of prayer.
The
man God said, why he will use more time on that we will continue on that today?
Thank God for the understanding, divine understanding about our emotional outburst. That is God knowing that we could have emotional outburst.
Se Olorun mo pe a le fi imolara wa han ka wa gbe sita.
Ariru re lana nigba ta nkeko ti David Olorun na Olorun mi ki lo de to fi come
sile. We could notice that when we were learning about David yesterday. So my God, why have you forsaken me?
Olorun le accept.
God can accept that
because that was in his humanity.
Iyen je ninu jije eyan re.
O ma nsele.
It happens.
Te ba ri ore yi te tin pe number re lataro.
If you see your friend, he's calling his line, even right this morning and he's ringing and he's picking it. What will you say? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I need calm down. Kilo
that one will now calm you down. That what's wrong?
I've been
calling your line.
Oh, sorry. Mofisi silence.
Sorry, I just put it on silence.
Sorry, Emi lo yabu man.
If the friend says, "Am I the one you are just addressing that way?" What will happen then? They're going to fight. And that one will really recognize the fact that he is really disturbed with that.
It could be emotional many times.
So aleje any team lara wa ti a gbe sita ni opolopo
gba. Many times we are beyond ourselves in our expressions.
Ni opolopo je pe ati mo koja bi ara wa gan ninu ba se nsalaye nkan.
Sugbon Olorun o kokon wo pe what is the motive?
But God will first check pe
kini be laye are gan.
What is the motive?
So fe fi ye despise me na bi.
That you want to use that to despise me or because you are just a human.
Se mo pe Jesus Oluwa ninu ago ina o na
Jesus even in Jesus even express his emotion.
Because
the Bible says that he was hungry. And that people should buy food for him. The Bible said he was tired. What are all these explaining? Showing his humanity.
Showing
that it's possible for us to experience all
this.
It was exactly like David did that Jesus also did. When he said, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" But
lojiji o tun change.
Now suddenly he changed.
Ojo wa ara re.
And he submitted himself.
David now bere si ni yin Olorun.
And David now was praising God.
Ninu
emi in the spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now e wo Peteru lojo kan.
Now consider Peter one day.
Ohun ati Jesus ati awon yoku won wa nibi kan.
Himself and some people were somewhere.
Ni ori oke farahan.
On the Mount of Transfiguration.
O wa so wi pe.
And he said,
"Oluwa ma je ko bi mo.
Lord, please don't let us leave this place.
Je ko ago meta.
Let's make 3 tabernacles."
Bibeli wa so fun wa pe.
And the Bible tells us that
ko mo ko ti e mo tin wi.
He did not even know what he was saying. He did not know what he was saying.
So
Jesus knew that he was beside himself.
So
it's possible we pray even when we are beside ourselves. And the Lord will not even take that as an offense for us.
Extension one ni wi pe leyin igba t'Olorun fi won tan pe oda ngba ti Peteru so fun Jesus pe ka ko agbodo meta be.
So after Peter told Jesus we should make 3 tabernacles,
she Jesus gba be fun.
Did Jesus agree with him?
Se bo ti so pe n ta ba bere ni won se fun wa.
He said whatever we ask for he will do unto us.
Kilo le ti o gba fun.
Why didn't he agree with him? He knew that that he did not understand what he was saying.
Many times
we also say what we don't understand. But we should know what we should ask for. We should grow in our prayer. And we are told all prayer and supplication, and you should pray always in the spirit.
The
man of God says something last month. Someone that will pray in the spirit will be who? A spiritual person. You can't just jump into praying in the spirit if you are not a spiritual person. The man of God would not be surprised if he sees many of us praying like no ordinary man, that what he will realize or notice in the life of the person is that he's not a spiritual person. If you want to know how spiritual someone is, check his attitude in prayer. It's not just because he claims to go to vigil. For the past 7 days, we've been in the vigil, and we're going to take that to the end of this year. That doesn't make him spiritual. Because when you listen to the content of his prayer, you realize that he doesn't know what he's saying. We have misinterpreted many Bible verses in prayer. And the scripture tells us, and be watchful. The man God said that last month. Even in all, with all perseverance. What is interpreted as the perseverance?
Only authority
is endurance,
ifarada,
forbearance,
itenuma,
importunity,
awi yanu,
persistence. These are things that are put together to mean perseverance.
With all perseverance.
So the English phrase is that with all perseverance.
That is, you have to persevere.
That you have to press on. I got to tell you more testimony.
Persevere. Don't be impatient. Just hold your peace. Continue. Insist.
Duro gangan ninu
re. On what you are asking the Lord.
Lori nkan to nbere lowo Oluwa.
As much as you are praying in the spirit.
Niwon agba to tin gbadura ninu emi. Praying in the spirit does not mean all you've requested for will just happen immediately.
Go fly.
It doesn't fly. Okay. What did Mother God say?
Go,
it doesn't fly.
Ah,
Lord, you must do it.
Go,
it doesn't mean that.
Most of you know you don't know.
The man God said this last month.
We
are not the master. You know the boss here. He's the boss here. He is the Lord.
Our
prayer does not have the power.
Yes.
What did I say? Our prayer does not have power. Our prayer does not have power without God. There is no power you have as a person to put in the prayer you're praying to cause things to happen the way you want. You don't have that power. What you can have in prayer, have faith. What else you can have trust in the one that has the power to make the prayer to come to pass.
Someone
will go into prayer as if he's the champion of the whole world.
Then
the Lord has told us that we should command him as touching his words. The word quoted, no, they fail to read the context. You see, whenever the man of God hears such prayer at times, we can apply, but applying the word
is not your choice.
It
is the choice of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit may pick from the
Bible,
put it in your mouth,
and
say, this is what I want you to
do. It's
not just for you to open the Bible and pick a word and then
smile on that.
No.
Then you begin to command God. God, I send you to my father's house. Now, all enemies, dear Lord, push them out. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Are we interpreting or applying it?
Do you have the capacity to rebuke the devil?
You
don't.
Oh, ni. What did the angel say?
Did the angel say,
I rebuke you in the name of the Lord? What? He said, the Lord rebukes you.
We
would not begin to use as if we are the inventor of that.
In fact, many people don't buy one drabber.
Many people who pray like that don't have even hammer.
They lack many things.
Do you understand the armor we've been talking about? Man, God thanks the Lord for the verse we're learning from.
Prayer lo fi se last one.
It's prayer that he put last.
That is after you must have put on other armor.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí o bá ti gbé gbogbo àmúra yòókù wọ̀.
Then don't forget prayers.
Magbagbe adura.
But it's not just a prayer.
Ṣùgbọ́n kì í ṣe adura kan.
It is all.
Ó jẹ́ gbogbo adura.
Thanksgiving.
Ìdúpẹ́.
Confession.
Ìjẹ́wọ́.
Supplication.
Ẹ̀bẹ̀.
No. Praising the Lord.
Yíyin Olúwa.
Worshiping Him.
Asking for
His will.
Bíbèrè fún ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
Asking for His kingdom.
Bíbèrè fún ìjọba rẹ̀.
Gbogbo àdúrà.
All prayer.
I'm not just thinking one. Pé a fẹ́ lọ lésù jáde níbi kan.
It's not about that we want to go and chase out Satan somewhere.
Ẹ fẹ́ lọ lésù jáde níbi kan. Ẹ wá láwọn olóńgbé lọ.
Satan, so what armor is he putting on?
Is he righteous?
Ṣé ó jẹ́ olódodo?
Does he have the truth?
Ṣé ó ní òtítọ́?
Kí ló fi dirẹ̀ lámúrè?
What has he used to guard even himself?
Ṣé ó gbègbé ayé òdodo?
Has he lived a life of
even
righteousness? Is he not in him?
Ẹtọ́ ti bí ìjàkadìde tó ń
tó
bọ́ orí òkè tó rà.
And he's now saying we want to rebuke Satan now.
Èsù ti dé òun gan
already. If I want to bind Satan now, Satan has already put in the bandage. Many who claim they are binding Satan are already with the bandage of Satan. And the one that is in the bandage cannot stay even loose or put free. He has his last name.
No,
righteousness is the name.
The
malice is the name.
You
know, the protest, no, or rebellion, or deceit. No, he has all this in him. And he says he wants to bind Satan. When Satan looks at him, he will just, laugh at him. He
said,
have you really put me into any bondage?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All
armor.
All perseverance. I was up with
all perseverance.
Before it,
all forbearance. He said the point I'm taking out from that is that the prayer we pray is a prayer that is dependent on God. It's not a prayer we pray in our own power. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Have you ever considered that verse very well?
The effectual prayer of the righteous avails
much.
So now who will empower the prayer?
Ta ni o fi agbara kun adura yen?
Ta lo fa agbara fa adura re to fi le sise?
Who empowers the prayer? No, for it.
Olododo to gba adura mi.
Is it the righteous that prays?
Olododo le biere lowo Oluwa ko Oluwa ko se mo se ninu nigba pupo bi a ti se ninu ife ara wa.
As we do in our own self way.
Opolopo igba la fe mo pe ife ara wa la fi ngba
gba. Many times we don't want to know, we use our own desire or self way to pray.
Okan ninu ona ti Satan ti fi segun wa ni.
That's one of the ways Satan has really overcome her.
Nitori pe nigba pupo la nlo sinu adura ninu ife okan.
Because we go, many times we go into prayer out of our own self will.
Ki fe gba o.
But we don't want to accept that.
Gbogbo emi mi mo
all we do, we claim the Holy Spirit is the one doing
it.
What prayed in Jesus, and he had to say, Lord, Father, if it's your will, let this cup pass over me. Who prayed that in him?
Especially the phrase, let this cup pass over
me.
From where was that interjection?
Nibo ni eleiti sa wole wa ife inu
from
self will,
from the from his humanity.
Yes, lati nu pe o je eyan
koni oni ara ese.
It doesn't have the nature of sin.
But have ise ese nitori wa,
but he was made sin because of us.
But si o wo agbelebu yen,
when he looked at the cross, what that is teaching us, it's not the knife, it's not good on the throat, it's just the cow, it's just now taking heart. As a human being, he said, Father, if it is possible, let this calf pass over me.
Humanity, Jesus lo fi soro.
He spoke from his humanity.
Ṣugbọn ki a o pada.
But immediately he turned.
Ẹ mọ gbàgbé pé ó ti sọ pé mi ò wá sí ayé láti ṣe ìfẹ́ tèmi.
Don't forget, he has said, I have not come to do my own will.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà díjú sí pé a ní ìfẹ́ wa.
Many times we close our eyes to the fact that we have our own self will.
Kí ló dé tá a kì í gbà pa nífẹ̀ẹ́ wa?
Why is it that we don't know, acknowledge that we have our self will or our desire?
Tó yẹ kí gbogbo ìfẹ́ wa wá náà lápẹ́ mi.
We just take whatever comes from our spirit or desire, we take that to be from the spirit.
It reduces us.
Eleyi man de waku.
Ah, seriously.
Gidi gidi.
Because at the end of the day, it will be clear to everybody that that came from you and not
nitori
from God.
Nitori pe leyin ore ti gbogbo eyan ni o ri gbangba pe atodo ara re leleyi ti wa ki sodo emi mimo.
Se mo ti so fun okunrin kan to dide to gba eyan le ti to le mimo lo ni.
Have I told you before, a man that stood up and slapped the person and he claimed it was Holy Spirit that no instructed him to do that?
Mi o ti so fun yin ri.
I've not told you before.
Awon iranse Olorun na wa nu pade.
The ministers of God were in the meeting.
Enikan wa soro kan.
And someone said something.
O bi enikeji.
And it annoyed the other person.
O wa ni emi mo so fun pe.
He said the Holy Spirit instructed him.
Ebi esu lo soro yen.
It was a evil spirit that spoke in the mouth of the person, and he slapped him. People said, why?
Only emi mo lo ni ko won ba wi.
He said it was the Holy Spirit that said I should rebuke him.
E gbo se gba pelu re.
Do you agree with him?
Gbogbo awon eyan ni no.
People around said, no, that could not be from the spirit.
pe kisho na to fi ba isu we ni.
That will not be a way you have beaten someone.
Eyan lo lu o.
You beaten someone.
Kini o n jebi ju awa lo abi.
He was more guilty than
we are saying.
The person the man of God is saying.
So bakan na na wa nse lona mi ni.
We are only put it our own in another way.
Sorry, in talk lati mu fenu wa se.
To fulfill our own desire of seven, we claim His Holy Spirit that is directing
us.
We don't want to acknowledge at all in our prayer that we have come up with that plan. It wasn't God saying that. God knows that something for the man of God. This is one of the ways He moves with him. If he persists on asking for something, maybe it's like taking long time in his perspective. Maybe it's like God is behaving as if he doesn't care about it. And when he says, Lord, what's happening? I want this. God usually asking for who is this? Is it because of me or because of yourself? You know, many times the man of God will be objective and say, Lord, it's like, yeah, it's myself, I want this for myself. Is that not true? He said, okay Lord, if you want it, the Lord will say, if it is you that way, then let it be as I want. Let it be the time I want. Let it be if I want to do it. And if I don't want to do it, and just take it like that. If I want to do it, then wait for my time. Does that go down well with us? It's very hard on us. It's always very hard on
her.
It takes one to be spiritual. Before one can accept when the Lord says, is it for yourself or for me? And you see, 90-something percent of our prayer is only because of who? Because of ourselves. Many times God grants some and He allows us. I have given you, let's use it for me. Do not use it for yourself. Don't see it as yours. I have given you. Many times it's like a temptation or a test for us. Okay, you will say you want to take it. And having taken it, then we use it as we like.
But
what is God expecting? That we use it for Him.
He
say, okay, well then, what I've given you, you use it judiciously, even for me. Now take more. Go and use this for me.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So King, see, our
inability to wait to persevere. We want no automatic answer. Even sudden, no God, or with the sudden prayer answer. Where they get all these things, the man of God doesn't understand. That these are not the plans or the programs of God. The Lord says in a prayer we should wait. What is that teaching us?
It's teaching us that
it is not my will, it's His will that be done. If I ask
him
to do something or do it for someone else, if he says no, he has not chosen to do that. And then, Maduro,
tó bá sì lóhun ó ṣe but kò tí ìyá.
And if he says he will do it but it's not time.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà gbogbo ni àkókò ti wà.
But every time is our time, is it not?
Bó bá yẹ pé òun ṣe é kò sẹ́ni tí máa ń ṣe nǹkan báyìí tí ìfira ẹ̀ kọ̀.
He told Jesus there's no one that does things like this and will just be in a corner. You publicize yourself. Jesus said my time is not now. The Lord will help
her.
And we're told that
it's
supplication for our saints. This should also teach us
a selfish tendency in our prayer life.
A tendency if matter any nino igbaya durawa. 100 times when we go to prayer, who do we pray for? In how many percent? And when we're about to finish the prayer, we remember, oh, this brother said I should remember him. We were told to be praying for this person in church. But we will use time for ourselves, the largest part of the time, or perseverance, or supplications for our saints. Who are saints? Those who have accepted the Lord, who are following the Lord, not minding even their standing. Among those following the Lord, some are not consistent.
And not
you see, this person is not working right. Please help him. When we were learning where our Bible study last week, we were talking about the kingdom of God. He was bringing the issue of this earth. Lord, open his eyes of understanding. Make him to understand. That sister is standing in your will. They are even putting pressure on
her.
Please strengthen her. Make him have to continue. Make her to be able to take a stand.
You see
the local assembly there, they have a kind of confrontation. Lord, please save them. Those ones there, it's like the love of the world that really brought into their heart. Lord, open their eyes. Prayer, supplication for what? Even the one that has abused you. It's what I was talking about. I was saying that that person does not understand. Please open his eyes of understanding. He even told me that I just want to make jest of him. But I've said the truth, even in love. Lord, open his eyes. But many times we have seen that person like, but even the local assembly, people of God will be praying against themselves. Lord, my opposition, this is my opposition. He doesn't want me to stay in this local assembly. He wants to even move me away. Lord, you must not succeed. Lord, destroy his plan. Someone gave a testimony one day. They went to the mountain and people came to the mountain. Let's pray the anointing on this particular person, let it dry up. Have you heard that before? Lord, he has come to compete with me here. Let his anointing dry up.
And
God remember when they were youth, then they were coming out. Some of the people thought they wanted to go against the church. They said, Lord, the spirit of going out of moving out of the assembly, Lord, destroy it, Lord, quench it. The one that was leading the prayer,
yeah,
at the point that you couldn't speak again,
ah.
They were looking at this something else. And he changed the prayer. And they were praying.
And when the evil spirit that was working, at the time, praise the Lord.
Satan is just taking advantage of us. When we think we overcoming him, because he knows we not standing well. He knows we have left the right thing to do, and we have just not taken care of what is not necessary. What we are supposed to even take care of, we not taking care of it. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, help us with all prayers, with all perseverance, even unto all saints, for all saints, that we know who we pray to, that we don't have the power to make it to come to pass, that he is the one to make the power. The Lord, you help us.
We'll
not pray in vain. Pray according the one that make us good soldiers of Christ. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we are going to pray. Omi si je nitori pe nbi ta momo na ni sugbon lato ni lo oluwa oluwa gbadura fun iye pada rere.
Amen.
Loruko Jesu oluwa wa ran wa lowo.
Amen.
Lato ni lo oluwa iran lowo to fi je pe adura gege bi ara nkan idi ma ihamara wa a fi le didada ti o si fi le se nto fe ko se oluwa ran iran lowo si.
Amen.
Adupe nitori pe ti gbo.
Thank you.
Ni oruko Jesu ni agba adura.
Amen.
Ese.
Thank you.
Se a ni eni to ni bere bi?
Do you have questions?
Sorry. Mama Alakara ni won bere bere yin abi? Ah? Se awon na eyin ni abi? E tun ran mi leti ejo. Okay. I was so I like any part and see one say, God bless you. Only Jebe, also the much Jebe.
It can be so, it may not be so.
That's a bank, but Rakulua. àwọn tí wọ́n fẹ́ mọ ṣe nǹkan tó lòdì sí ọ ìfẹ́ rẹ ń bí báyìí.
Well, pray those that want to lie contrary to your way, don't allow them. Don't allow them.
O le jẹ ti ara, o si le jẹ ti.
Maybe that of the flesh, maybe that of the spirit.
O ni ṣe pẹ̀lú pé kí ló ti wá lọ sínú àdúrà yìí.
It has to do with the what pushes us to that prayer.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí n fún yín ní àpẹẹrẹ kan.
The man of God wants to give us an example.
Àwọn èèyàn Ọlọ́run kan wà ní ibì kan.
That some people of God were somewhere.
Ibẹ̀ ni church wà.
That's where the local or the fellowship center was.
Àwọn kan bá ní níwájú wọn báyìí láwọn commercialize.
And some said they were going to erect their mosque right in front of the fellowship center. And they wanted to really oppose them.
Wọ́n sì gbàdúrà títí títí títí.
And they prayed to the extent.
Kò mọ̀ wọ́n mọ̀ tí wọn ò tí kọ ní structure ṣùgbọ́n. Wọ́n ti pàtẹ rẹ̀ rẹ̀.
The mosque has not been fully erected.
Wọ́n ti ń gbàdúrà, àmọ́ ti ń ṣe ìsìn bẹ̀.
Okay, the fellowship center has not been fully erected, but they put their tents and they worship in there.
Àwọn ọmọ Ọlọ́run yìí sì gbàdúrà pé
Olúwa, and this children of God prayed, Lord, these people, they may be disturbing that concern to
quarrel. If they
should set their speakers against us,
kì í tiẹ̀ sì wá ṣe ní irú agbègbè wa báyìí tá a lè sọ fún ọlọ́pàá
kind of
àwọn ilé ìfẹ́ disturb wa.
You can tell the place that this was disturbing us.
Ó jẹ́ níbi tó jẹ́ agbègbè tí remote area
is in a remote area.
Tí wọ́n bá níkan lọ sọ fún baálẹ̀ pé
they should go to the governor.
Ṣẹ́rí fífún tí wọ́n fún àwọn láàyè.
Or the chief of the
Ọlọ́run kan náà là ń sìn.
If they have given us space, it's the same God. He claimed their service. That if they stay there, you stay here.
Olúwa bó ni kí ni o.
And he said, Lord, what do we do? And they were praying. But it wasn't as if the prayer was answered. You know what eventually happened? God wanted to use it. When on a particular day, there was an happening to the person. His child fainted.
Gbogbo àwọn èèyàn ti wá tí wọ́n ó ṣe sí
ọmọ rẹ̀. And people ran and looked for a solution. The child could not come back to life.
Ah, lẹ́nìkan bá ní. Ẹ jẹ́ pẹ̀lú ọ̀dọ̀ àwọn ọ̀làdùn àmì bẹ́ẹ̀.
Let's carry him to the people
who are praying.
And they brought him to the people
surround them.
And people surround the people of God surrounded and they prayed. And the child really came up.
Ẹ mọ tó ṣẹlẹ̀ later.
You know what happened later?
Afa yin ati wo ewo awon ile o se tako.
The Afa and the other said, these people one cannot oppose it. They pack their things.
Nto Olorun fe se.
What God wanted to do.
O ti se abi o se.
Has he done it or not?
Shadu awon gba abi o gba.
Was the prayer answered or not?
So o ni se pelu.
So it's asked the way. Se
akan fe be ni.
Is it that we just want it that way?
Abo lo ti e fe en fa elomi o mo yoyan lenu te yo fe koko legbe
won. Some will be traveling somewhere and one will wish the person to leave.
En to mo ba yi ni.
And the Lord will say that's the person you have to go with.
Tori iwo gan.
Because even you yourself.
Mo so fun arakunrin kan lojo kan.
The one brother one day.
En to je asaju won o le po.
When he said his leader was too.
Won no mo pe won gan le.
I said, okay, what about you? Don't you know you are difficult person? Even God will have to change you. You have to put you in a difficult person. He said you want to remain the same. And the world really is
you attractive. Have to realize that.
I feel brother
key.
Many people will drive away people that are difficult around you. But the lesson God wants to teach you is don't learn it. And that's why you remain the same.
You cannot change.
Oh, le yi pada.
Because you do not know the process and the parts.
Nítorí pé òórin ni
ọ̀nà.
That God has planned for you.
Ẹni yẹn ló rí léyàn burúkú.
You see that person as a bad person.
Na ló kọ́ Jacob pé yàn burúkú ni.
Who taught Jacob that he was a bad person?
Labani.
It was Laban.
Osu.
He was tired. He was fed. He knew that
there
was wrong. Is that even this Laban was a supplanter? And Laban was would one that can even defraud in all ways. And that was why you could see that the angel you have to, if you don't bless me, I don't want to take this to where I'm going. Because it will continue to haunt
you.
Say your name has been changed. And when God did that, what happened to Saul? Saul lost Esau. Esau also became his friend. So we should focus on the will of God in prayer. Have I answered your question? The Lord will do His will. If that's how God wants to pray, to save is not just that because we have interest.
There are
some that they compete with the other religion.
But
that does not mean those that Jesus will are saved that He will not save them. When some do not understand why there is
disagreement,
they will be the one to witness that God is the main
just like that.
But if it's just like that, that may not give them what God wants them to. The Lord will help us.